Hello there, and welcome to the new episode of History Rocks podcast. It is good to see you, and you're still back. You're still coming back for more of this, which would suggest to me that you are actually finding these useful. But I want to hear from you. Send me what you would like to hear more of. Send me any feedback that you have, anything you want to say. Contact us here on the History Rocks Anchor FM podcast channel, or you can contact us through Twitter, My History Rocks, for instance, and I'm more than happy to cover anything you want us to do. Equally, you might just want to give a shout out to someone, you might want to send me a joke or anything else. Absolutely, we are here for you. Send me your stuff through. I've got a joke today. It's a god-awful one. It's come from a guy called Martin. Thanks, Martin. And it goes like this. What do you call a detective during the Reformation period? Martin Sleuther. Oh, God, I know. Hold on to your seats. It is truly awful. But, you know, anything that's cheesy, any cheesy jokes, we like those here, don't we? Now, today's episode, bit of a controversial one. I need you to hold on to your seats. Breathe. Settle yourself. Pee and peel and any variant of that does not work for history essays. It doesn't work. Oh, I know. And I can hear you. And some of you might be thinking, well, my teacher's telling me to do that right now. And you know, who is this woman talking on these History Rocks podcasts anyway? I mean, what does she know? Well, listen, I hate to break this to you, but the chances are that those teachers that are doing it, and they're doing it with the best of intentions, are doing it because it's something that often features in GCSE essay writing. And they know then that you're going to have some arguments for and arguments against. And, you know, that'll give you some balance and you'll pass. But that is not the key to get to those higher marks, those higher grades at A level. Peel, P, what do they stand for? Well, it's things like point evidence explain or point explain example link or any other variant of that. Essentially, it's going to limit where you get to. Yes, okay, you might have an argument for and against. There might be some analysis there. But realistically, you're not going to get a top grade mark with something like that. So, okay, there is no formula to this, but I've got some suggestions to you today about how you can structure it differently. Now, if you've been listening to previous episodes, you will know I said that if you get an essay question, regardless of what the title is, you should always try and break it down into themes or factors. So, for instance, say the question was saying something like President Johnson's, escalated the war in Vietnam mainly because of communist aggression. Okay, assess the validity of this view. So there's your question. I need to think then in my planning, all right, how am I going to break this down into key themes? Obviously, communist aggression is going to be one of those factors. And I might deal with that factor first of all. Then I might, though, turn my attention to, say, pressures from advisors. So I could talk about perhaps the working group, might talk about McNamara and Rusk and their involvement in that too. I could then maybe turn to other factors that caused him to escalate, this belief in the superiority of the American army, for instance. It could be public support, the fact that the public, each time he bombed or attacked or escalated in any way, the public seemed to support him even more. His ratings went through the roof as a consequence. Or it could be other things, you know. But either way, you need to break it down into a range of factors, say three or four main factors that you're going to focus upon in your essay. All right, so you've done that. I told you also in a previous segment about how to start paragraphs off. That when you do that, you should really come in with a strong judgment, some sense of rank ordering, prioritization within it as well, and linking it to the question. So for this question, I'm going to go with communist aggression first, because that's the one in the question. I'm going to say that this suggestion that President Johnson escalated during this period was due to communist aggression only has partial validity. All right, so I've done that. I'm in. I've got a sense of rank ordering. It's only partially true. All right, I've got a clear judgment there, and I'm indicating where I'm going with this. So then what I need to do is bring some evidence in support of that judgment, right? I need to justify myself now. So what evidence can be used to support the fact that communist aggression was a reason why he escalated? Well, I might start with the fact that, well, the bombing on Maddox and Turner Joy, the Gulf of Tonkin issue. Later on, we could talk about maybe the Christmas Eve bombing in 1964, maybe Play Coup in February of 65. See what I mean? And but then, because I don't think it's the most important reason why he escalated, I'm going to come in with the counter argument at this point. Now, counter arguments are interesting because to counter argue something, you're not bringing in an alternative factor. I'm not saying, oh, you know, it wasn't, you know, communist aggression because actually it was the pressure of the working group. That's not a counter argument. That's just an alternative. A counter argument is when I'm going to flip the argument with the evidence I've just given on its head. So think of it this way, you know, if you've argued that Nicki Minaj is the greatest rap star of all time, and you might use some kind of statistical evidence to support that, I'm then going to counter that by suggesting, well, why she isn't. All right. And that's what we mean. I'm not going to say, well, it's not her, it's I don't know, Iggy Azalea. I'm not doing that. What I'm saying is, no, she's not, because of this evidence I'm going to bring you now. So in the same way, we're going to counter argue this communist aggression piece. So what I could say is that, well, actually, you know, those American ships were, particularly Maddox, were in waters conducting covert operations that they shouldn't have been there. It was clearly an aggressive and provocative act by the Americans. That the claims that the ships were torpedoed were confused, and indeed, it would appear that some of it was due to adverse weather. But despite all of this, President Johnson, regardless, decided that he was going to escalate the war anyway, which suggests a pre-existing plan, et cetera, et cetera. So you can see how I've put the argument forward and then I've brought in a counter-argument. Towards the end of that paragraph, then, I'm going to need to make some kind of judgment in relation to that factor in the question. So overall, then, you know, the suggestion that communist aggression was the most important factor in President Johnson's escalation is not a fair one, because overall judgment at the end. All right, so there we go. We've got a judgment to start with some sense of rank ordering. We've got evidence to support. We've then got, though, evidence to counter argue it. Yeah. And then an overall assessment of, sort of think of it like a mini conclusion towards the end of that paragraph. Paragraph two then is going to bring in an alternative. All right. So my alternative, the argument which I think is strongest, might be the pressure from his advisors. So I might start then the paragraph there, as we said in a previous episode, in comparison to communist aggression. Pressure from Johnson's advisors were far more important in why he escalated the war. All right, so we've got it. What evidence can we use to support that then? Bring in the evidence, bring in the conclusions of the, you know, the working group, etc., and about how it was a matter of honour, and so forth. And you could talk about McNamara and Rusk and what their positions were. But then you can counter argue, but if you think this is the strongest of the factors, you can't counter argue too much, because otherwise, well, you're going to completely unravel your own argument, you know. But you can counter argue a little bit and then counter your counter argument, make a judgment. But the same rule then applies to any other alternative factors you're going to bring in. You know, you're going to compare it to aggression of the communists. Was it more or less important than that? Was it more or less important than the other factors you've already mentioned? What evidence would you use to support that? What evidence might you counter that with? But then what is your overall assessment of it? Notice that's not Peel. Peel doesn't include any sense of counter-arguing. It doesn't include any sense of rank ordering or comparing factors together. It doesn't invite you to justify why you think certain factors or themes are more significant or more important than others, or why certain arguments are more convincing than others. It doesn't factor any of that in. But those are the qualities of a good level four, level five response, because it's forcing you to make analytical comments. It's forcing you to make judgment. So scrap the P. Get rid of the P. We don't want to see any P around here. We don't want to see any peel around here either. All of this is just cluttering our room up. Focus on making the judgment, bringing the evidence to support, evidence to counter it, and an overall judgment towards the end of the paragraph. And keep going through that. Keep comparing your factors. Keep making assessments and judgments. All right. And that is going to make for a much better history essay than you're getting at the moment. For sure. Absolutely. All right, so we are gearing up for the big day now, of course. We don't have too long. You should all be in the throes of revision, as I'm sure you all are. I'm going to do an episode soon, actually, on what actually is the best methods of revision. And hopefully that will help you out a little bit. But I'm going to sign off now because I've got a little pile of marking I'm going to have a look at too. Hope you have a good evening. And I'll speak to you soon. Take care now.